This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Lok Sabha has passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026. When the House met at 3 p.m. after the second adjournment, Union Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy moved the bill to further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act of 1957. The bill aims to make India's mining sector more efficient, investment-friendly, and well-equipped to fulfill the country's growing demand for critical minerals. Following the passage of the bill, the lower house was adjourned for the day. Lok Sabha today referred the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. The bill aims to further amend the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act 2010. The objective of the bill is to make the use of foreign contributions more transparent and accountable. Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai moved the bill to refer it to JPC, comprising members of both the houses, for wider consultations. He said the committee will consist of 21 members from the Lok Sabha, nominated by the Speaker, and 10 members from the Rajya Sabha, nominated by the Chairman. Mr. Rai said the committee will submit its report to this House by the last day of the first week of the winter session. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the government is fully prepared to discuss any issue, including students' issue, and answer any questions raised by the members in the Parliament. Speaking to reporters in Parliament premises, Mr. Shah said that the government has nothing to hide and is ready for discussion.
Please submit that letter to the Speaker by 3 p.m. today. From 3 p.m. today until 3 p.m. tomorrow, we are ready for a discussion on all matters. I will remain present in the House, listen to everyone, and respond to all the points raised. The government has nothing to hide. Everything will become clear before the people of the country.
Meanwhile, Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said the opposition is seeking accountability from the government over the alleged police action against NEET protesters. Talking to reporters at Parliament premises, Mr. Gandhi said that the opposition is not interested in any statement from the Home Minister, but accountability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the youth to read the autobiography of anyone they admire and avoid shortcuts in life in the age of reels and social media influencers. The Prime Minister said this while releasing the autobiography of former President Ramnath Kovind, titled Triumph of the Indian Republic, My Life, My Struggles, in New Delhi. He also stressed on the continuous need for dedicated youth to carry the mission of Viksit Bharat forward. Mr. Modi called for a generation that remains undeterred by obstacles and maintains the courage to forge paths towards national self-reliance. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has urged Indian businesses and citizens to adopt fair trading practices, promote recycling and reuse, and encourage a circular economy while taking Indian products and services to global markets. The minister said this while addressing the inaugural ceremony of Bharatiya Vyapari Mahotsav 2026 in New Delhi today. He said that India's current economic size of around $4 trillion presents a major opportunity as the country moves towards the vision of becoming a $30 trillion economy by the year 2047. Highlighting the government's trade initiatives, he said that free trade agreements signed over the last 4 years cover 38 developed nations with a combined GDP of $60 trillion. A fresh low-pressure area has formed over the northwest Bay of Bengal near the Odisha coast, prompting the India Meteorological Department to forecast enhanced rainfall activity over Odisha. Meanwhile, IMD has issued an orange color warning of heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Rajasthan, Gangetic West Bengal, Madhya Maharashtra and Odisha today. The Met Department predicted heavy rainfall along with thunderstorms and lightning over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh and Rajasthan till tomorrow. And Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda defeated Javokhir Sindarov in a second round match of the Centerfield Cup in St. Louis, United States. It is his first victory in the tournament, which is the penultimate event of the Grand Chess Tour. Throughout the game, Pragyananda kept pressing and eventually turned the drawn position into a winning one. And that is the end of this news bulletin.